Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, August 1st, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 105. Well, the big news today, Randy Moss has retired. Of course, that sent the stock markets down after the big gap up this morning. Had a big gap and crap. Of course, I'm just kidding. It was really some bad manufacturing data that came out that kind of derailed the what looked like to be a relief rally, you know. Yesterday afternoon, the market looked like it was going to have a nice open today when the president, the House, and the Senate kind of came to a deal that, hey, we're going to extend the debt ceiling for promises of cuts sometime later. We're going to put a special committee together, right, and they're going to work really hard on stuff that we were unable to do right now. We're going to cut spending sometime in the future. Does anybody really believe that? But anyways, doesn't matter. The market quickly reversed, and, you know, I was in the QQQ trade, still am in the QQQ trade, and I saw it this morning, and I thought, maybe it's one of these days where the market's just going to kind of gap up and then just stay flat the rest of the day, and took my puppy for a walk, and I came back and basically was back flat, and then the market even went down a little bit, so it's been a bit of a struggle for the QQQ trade, but really for me, it's a little bit of a longer term. I didn't really plan on flipping it, because I think, you know, once we're down here at the bottom of the range, unless we break lower and head lower and break the range, you know, by more than a point or a percentage point or two, I still think the trading range is valid. I think we're more likely to head back up to the top of the trading range, or at least near the top of the trading range, especially this time of year. It's summer, you know, we usually see some market weakness and back and forth, and really this trading range has gone on for quite a while. In addition, the VIX is really high above the Bollinger Bands, and I don't know if it's going to close back down below, but that's usually a good sign for a long. Let's see, what else? First of the month, trading range, summer, I don't know, a lot of pessimism out there. And I thought the debt ceiling might be kind of a catalyst, a debt ceiling deal might be kind of a catalyst to send the market up, but looked like a perfect storm, but it looks like I might have gotten caught up in the perfect storm, and I think my trade's in the negative, although I'm probably very close to even on it, because I think the market's rallied a bit since I started talking and walking here. I don't know, it's tough, right? Nobody knows what's going to happen. I think the one thing that was pretty obvious is all the political theater, the political kabuki theater around the debt ceiling. You know, all the talks from the White House, the Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, and Minority Leader about how hard it was, and they're going to stand in line, and, you know, where's your plan, where's your plan, where's your plan? We had antagonists, we had protagonists. It's like a Michael Crichton novel, right? All we needed was velociraptors for a movie. Would have been great. Hey, that's it. It's Monday. It's actually kind of warm outside. I guess I'll go back in. I hope you're having a great one.